For this next EFT clearing sequence, we're going to talk about clearing from your mother's side of the family. So we both have a mother and father, whether we met them or not, whether we were raised by them or not, and we have the maternal side of our energy and cellular memory as well as the paternal side. So no matter where you were in the birth order, no matter how well you knew your mother, whether your mother is still living or has passed over, none of that matters. What we're talking to is that part of your mind that knows there are cellular memories, energetic patterns, and subconscious programming from that side of your family. And of course, then we'll follow with sequences around the paternal side of your family. So say this statement out loud. Now, for those of you who are accustomed to regular EFT, getting the number, the before and after number, which is called the intensity rating or the SUDS scale, is a little more difficult because it's not as specific. So if you had an anxiety about riding in an elevator, you could get that number pretty clearly. What I'm doing is asking you to access a feeling about the possibility of subconscious memory. So I'm very aware it's a little difficult to nail down the numbers, but try to do it anyway. Be easy about it. Just guess. What do you think the truth of these statements are? What does it feel like to you in your mind, body, and energy system? So here we go with the mother's side of the family. Say this statement out loud. I have cellular memories and subconscious blocks from my mother's side of the family. So that's our originating statement. How does that feel to you? Does that feel true? Does that feel obvious? Do you notice any tension in your mind and your body? What does it feel like when you say that? I have cellular memories and subconscious blocks about abundance from my mother's side of the family. Good, and then that's where we start tapping. So we start on the karate chop point and follow along and repeat after me. Karate chop. Even though I have cellular memories and subconscious blocks about success from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly accept her, her family, and I accept me. Even though I have cellular memories about finances from my mother's side of the family, I choose to accept her, her family, and who I have become. Even though I know that I have cellular memories and programming and subconscious blocks from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Then go to the eyebrow point. These cellular memories from my mother's side of the family. Side of the eye. The cellular memories about money that are negative. Under the eye. The cellular memories about money from my mother's side of the family. Under the nose. I want to clear these cellular memories from my mother's side of the family. Chin. My mother's side of the family had many subconscious blocks and energetic programming around money. Collarbone. My mother's subconscious blocks around money. Under the arm. She got these subconscious blocks around money from her family. Top of the head. I want to clear the subconscious blocks around success and abundance from my mother's side of the family. Eyebrow. I just know there were subconscious blocks from my mother's side of the family. Side of the eye. My mother's side of the family had so many cellular memories about money. Under the eye. My mother's side of the family had so many blocks about money. Under the nose. Think of all that programming from my mother's side of the family. Chin, so much programming from my mother's side of the family. Collarbone, it was so negative about success and money. Under the arm, I picked up whatever my mother picked up from her family. Top of the head, all these negative programs around success and money from my mother's side of the family. Good, take a breath. Good, and just measure if you can, how is that feeling to you? I have cellular memories and subconscious blocks to abundance from my mother's side of the family. That should be loosening up, feeling a little bit better. Maybe you even feel hopeful that you're starting to release it. And I'd like to do another sequence using that wording. It's very, very important because your subconscious mind knows exactly what I'm talking about. And again, you could have inherited them in utero or after your first year of life, year 10. You could have inherited them when your mother was even considering having you and getting pregnant. Karate chop. Even though my mother's side of the family has many financial blocks and memories, I choose to release them now. Even though I've been carrying all these financial blocks and subconscious memories about money from my mother's side of the family, I choose to feel calm and peaceful. Even though the maternal side of my family had so many destructive programs around success, I choose to release them now. Good, and go right to the eyebrow. I choose to release those maternal blocks to success and abundance. Side of the eye. I can still be part of her family and release the negativity around success. Under the eye, I know my subconscious mind learned these blocks and programs from my mother's side of the family. Under the nose, I just inherited them when I was born. Chin, my mother's side of the family has so many negative memories around success and abundance. Collarbone, and I choose to lovingly release them now. Under the arm, and I can still keep the best of my mother's side of the family, the best thoughts, the best feelings, the best traits. Top of the head, while I release the negative programming around being successful. Good, take a deep breath. Great. And measure that. Say it again. I have cellular memories and subconscious blocks to abundance from my mother's side of the family. I hope that feels better to you. Even if you can't put your finger on it, remember this is a little less specific than traditional EFT. We are getting to the heart of the matter. See if that feels better, looser, lighter. And if you think there's more there, or you would like to use different language around the tapping sequences, please feel free to do so. You may know something very specific about what your mother's side of the family thought and believed around money, financial success, success in general, having a good relationship. And so you can go ahead and go back and plug in any of the wording that feels right to you. Remember, we are lovingly talking to our subconscious mind. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for giving me the programming you thought I needed to have. I used it. I appreciate it. And now it's time to let it go. So this will be so important to your overall financial and successful picture, moving forward, getting in alignment. And the good news is you don't have to know every single block or program that was in generations of your mother's family. You're acknowledging that they were there, and you're acknowledging that it's time to let them go.